Welcome back to another episode. So I know I promised you in this episode we'll talk about makeup. And there's just so much I want to say about makeup. So I started learning how to do my own makeup when I was in senior secondary. That's high school, but we call it senior secondary in my country, and I think in Europe to the same secondary school. But senior secondary, I think second year in senior secondary, so that's like second year in high school, because I think there are 3 years in high school. Last time I checked. So I started practicing my makeup in second year, senior secondary school. And crazy story. So I used to buy all these products from this. So there was a supermarket then. I can't remember what the name of the supermarket was. But there was a supermarket and they had these products. So eyebrow pencil, eyeliner, foundation, a concealer, bronzer, and I would just go on a splurge and buy and buy and buy and buy. And they didn't really cost much. So if I had lunch money, I probably wouldn't buy lunch for a week. I'd wait till I get home before I eat, or I'd use half of the money to buy lunch. And I'd keep the remaining half. And I used to get like maybe 500 naira for lunch, sometimes 200, sometimes 500, and I would save it until it was enough to buy something in the supermarket, like a product. I didn't start with skincare because I didn't have acne as a teenager, so my skin was good. And I just used to buy products and wipes, and so I can wipe it off when I'm done. I practiced this for 2 years because in my third year in senior secondary, I graduated. Now, the tricky part of this whole thing is that when I graduated, my makeup wasn't still, you know, there yet, but I would wear it out. That was confidence, you know, testing. I would wear it out, and my eyebrows were huge because then that was what, you know, was in, huge eyebrows. And I can't remember what year that was. Maybe that was like, what, 2014, 2015, maybe 2013 even. But I would wear it out, but not out like to a party or something, but out as in to go buy something. And gradually, I started to learn my mistakes. So if I'm in the sun for too long, this is gonna happen. If I touch my face, that's gonna happen. If I do this, it's gonna happen. I would take pictures. I have like a ton of pictures on like my old social media accounts. And there's just of me practicing makeup all the time. And I started to know what makeup techniques would fit my facial features and my facial structure. I still wasn't there yet, but by the time I got to my first year in uni, it started to get better and better and better and better. It just improved from there. The first luxurious makeup line that I used was Fenty Beauty, and I remember I wanted it so bad, so I told my dad to get it for me. So he got me the foundation and the skin glow. I think it was brown sugar. Oh god, no, it was brown sugar. Yeah, it's like this skin glowy oil. I still have it. Honestly, it's crazy how I still have it, but I still have it. And it is great. Every time I smell that bottle, it takes me back to, it's like very nostalgic. It takes me back to the first time that I got it. It was beautiful. So that's where I started makeup, right? And it improved, and I got my Fenty foundation, and then my makeup went into like level 100. Fenty changed my life. Fenty did change my life for the better, because my makeup was banging. What? My makeup was so good. It started to get so good. Not was. It started to get really, really good. And then I started to buy my Fenty foundation myself. And so Fenty wasn't this expensive. I think the global economy has just skyrocketed everything. We're all in recession. But I would save, when it was still, you know, a lot cheaper, I'd save my like salary and I'd buy Fenty, or I'd save my pocket money. It was from uni. I'd save my pocket money and I'd buy Fenty. Now when I started working, I'd save my salary, I'd buy Fenty foundation. And then I started to learn techniques, okay? I want you to really pay attention to what I'm saying. So I started to learn techniques on how to mix products. So high quality, mid quality, low quality, okay? Your foundation, first of all. Look, whether you're using good quality product or low quality product, technique makes everything look good. However, what makes it long lasting is the quality of the product. So you could be using a really cheap product, but you have good technique and good skills, the makeup would come out looking expensive. But the longevity is very important. So if it's not lasting long enough, it's a waste. It's a waste, because you're going to sweat it out or rub your face or something's gonna happen and it would be pointless, right? So what I learned how to do was, I realized that having quality foundation, good quality, great quality foundation, very vital, because that's like the base of your makeup. Great quality foundation, great primer. That's the base of your makeup. Great primer. I can't stress this enough. Primer and foundation, good quality. I used to use Fenty foundation and MAC primer, right? So I think it's like a moisturizer and a primer. Fenty foundation, MAC primer, that's what I would pair. And I'll tell you what I'm saying was. Then I could get like low quality setting powder. I could get like low quality concealer, and I would be able to make it work because I have a good primer and foundation. Do you understand what I'm saying? So over time I started to experiment more. Then I bought Fenty, Fenty setting powder. I bought Fenty setting powder twice. The first one, in fact, three times. I bought Fenty setting powder three times. The first one I got was in honey, and it was my shade. The second one I got, I didn't remember what shade it like was. I didn't remember it was honey. So I got something else, something lighter than the one I first got. It wasn't my shade. It was, you know, casting this white, dusty look on. It wasn't good. So I went back there to get a darker one. and I thought I could mix it and it would give me my right shape, but it wasn't cutting it for me. It's giving me something quite different that I didn't like. So I shall use it, because my money can always. So I finished the setting powder and it was great. It just, you know, I just didn't like the finishing. It wasn't bad per se, it just wasn't cutting it for me, honestly. Like, people would still see my makeup and say, oh wow, your makeup is great. But me knowing what makeup entails, and probably the gurus who know makeup too, would have been able to tell that there's a mismatch. Or there's a mismatch, sorry. They would have been able to tell that there's a mismatch, because the cast was crazy. Then I decided to get, because there's this one that I know makeup artists in my country use. So I think there were like two of them. No, the first one that I got was, what's this thing called? I never used Laura Mercier, because I wasn't sure if I was going to get the original. So I just didn't even bother. I knew that I could get the original of the ones that they sell in the mall in my country. And so I'm just saying my country in case you're listening to me and you're not Nigerian, because I'm Nigerian. So there's a mall in my country that sells high-end products, right? And that's how I get my high-end makeup. So I'm taking it bit by bit. I then went to a supermarket for these other setting powders I'm about to discuss. The first one I got was, I think, Benai. Then I got Sacha Buttercup. I didn't really like the finish on Sacha, or is it Sasha? I can't remember. I didn't like the finish because I thought it was a bit too grainy. I don't know how to explain it. It was a bit too grainy, and I didn't like that. Then the one I settled for was this one called Blossom. I think, yeah, Blossom. And I settled for that one because the attendant on that aisle, because I had asked her, you know, which she would recommend, and she showed me the Blossom, and she was like, oh yeah, like, makeup artists come around and they buy that more, like, it's a bestseller. I was like, I chill. So I bought it, and it did wonders. It worked. Funny enough, I haven't checked if they still have it, because that's what I'm using now, if they have like more, but that's what I've decided to stick with for now, especially because how much expensive things have gotten. So that's the setting powder that I use, Blossom, and they sell it in my country, right? So I've talked about foundation, setting powder. Now, along the line, I started to have like acne from stress. So it was mostly stress induced, and I have an oily skin. So I don't honestly know what it was, but I started to break out. So for some time I didn't wear makeup, because I was on skincare in my next episode. I will talk about skincare and how I was able to fix my acne problem. It was crazy. Like, it was almost as though every day was a new acne coming up on my face. I knew it was stress induced. I figured out like my skincare routine, and I had it sorted. That aside, I decided to change my foundation recently because I'm always using Fenty. I like Fenty because it oxidizes, right? So you'd have to get a shade lighter so that it would oxidize into your shade. It would just turn darker into your shade. And that's why I like Fenty. Just one shade lighter so it can oxidize into your shade. That's why I like Fenty very much. And by the time you put in your concealer and your powder, like full face glam, it looks fantastic. So I decided to change it because Fenty is matte, right? And it's great. It is amazing. But I have oily skin, and it gets a tad bit oily during the day, just a little bit, and that can trigger breakouts for me. So I decided to give it a break and try something different. So I went back to the mall and the sales lady there, she started to show me like different options. So we got to the Lancome area and they didn't have my shade in Lancome. We went to Dior. Because what I was asking her for was like full coverage, and she was telling me that Dior isn't like full coverage, and we tried it. I didn't really like the way it sat on my face. Maybe it's something I would have to be patient enough to allow her like do a full face glam for me, or maybe not a full face glam, but like do something with it on me so I can be sure that I would like it. But we then went to Estee Lauder, and she's saying like Estee Lauder is fantastic, and I believe Estee Lauder is fantastic because I've watched videos on TikTok and YouTube about, you know, Estee Lauder foundation and how good it is. But I wanted something familiar, at the same time something different. Maybe next time I would try Estee Lauder. But the only thing about me now is, that's what I will say. I'll say next time I'll try Estee Lauder. And next time I would go and buy Fenty. But I really hope I keep to my words. If I have enough money, maybe I could buy both Fenty and Estee Lauder. But otherwise, I honestly would go back to Fenty. But let me continue my story. We then got to the Chanel area, the Chanel section, and she showed me like my shade, and in quote, my shade. I'm saying in quotes because I came home only to realize it wasn't my shade at all. It was one shade lighter for me. Just one shade lighter. So if I had gone one shade darker than the foundation I have now, I would have gotten my exact shade of foundation. But I didn't do that. So I bought the Chanel foundation, and I'm going to use it till it's done, right? I'm just saying that I should have gotten a shade tuck, and I can't return it and have them exchange it, so I just have to deal with it, and it's so upsetting. I really wish I could exchange it and return it, whatever. So now I'm currently using a Chanel foundation. My honest take on Chanel foundation is it's great. The consistency, great. The coverage, not entirely full. It doesn't cover like Fenty, but it covers. Okay, so if you're looking for lightweight foundation, Chanel is the one for you. Fenty is lightweight, but it's complete coverage. It's like an eraser. So the Chanel foundation is amazing. The consistency is great. It's silky, it's soft, it's lightweight, it's beautiful. And it allows my face breathe. That's why I like it very much. You know, it doesn't, even when I wash off my makeup, like the process of using the oil first or the makeup remover and, you know, doing my skincare routine for bed, my skin is fine. Okay? And that's why I like Chanel foundation. Now for eyeliner, my journey into eyeliner is so crazy because I started with a black eyeliner pencil and I graduated into the liquid one bit by bit. I even used the marker at first, like the eyeliner, but in like the form of a marker at first for my winged eyes. And I graduated into the liquid. Let me tell you something about the liquid. Buy an original, a really, really good liquid eyeliner. It doesn't have to be so expensive. It just has to be really good. Because the ones that I was buying were from a supermarket growing up. And so they were not even close to good. They would run in my eyes. They would smudge. They were just not stable. The first time I used a good eyeliner was the one by Zarin. I had never used a Zarin product before. I think I used their foundation. No, I used their foundation. I didn't really like it. But their eyeliner. Whew. Wonderful working eyeliner. Miracle working eyeliner. It didn't smudge. It stayed the whole day. It was matte. It didn't squeeze my eyes. It didn't itch my eyes. It didn't get into my eyes. It was... that's the only eyeliner that I use Zarin because it just works for me. The applicator is tea. It is very thin and slender and you get your like wings sharp. It's sharp. It's not, oh, my wing eyeliner is not sharp enough. Oh, the brushes are, no, the bristles of the brushes are moving left and right. No, 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 no. It's just one slender cone-like applicator that does the job. It understood the assignment. Zarin as a whole understood the assignment. And the consistency, great. It doesn't smell funny. It doesn't smell like rubber. It smells great. Zarin eyeliner, the liquid one, is fantastic. So if you can't afford to get like a Fenty or a Chanel or Dior or Lancome eyeliner, get Zarin. I think they ship worldwide. I don't know, but it does the job, okay? So, I started using Zarin eyeliner. And then, I just stuck with it till today. Till this very day. In fact, the last one that I purchased from an app. Because they had like the beauty section in the app. And I just saw Zarin eyeliner. I was like, hey, I don't have that. Add to cart. And I bought it. So remember, let's start again. Good foundation, good primer. We can settle when it comes to concealer and powder if we can't afford, you know, a really good concealer and powder, right? Good primer, good foundation. We can manage mid concealer, mid powder. Good eyeliner, right? Now let's get into eyeshadows. Eyeshadows are vital, but I'm not an eyeshadow girly. In fact, I could do my makeup and have like my setting powder on my eyelid, my Nigerian English, on my eyelids, and it's great. It's good to go. I just have to brush it and make sure I get it everywhere on the eyelids, put my winged eyeliners on, and I'm good. But if you want to do like a really full glam with your eyeshadow, you'd have to like watch videos on YouTube. I was about that life when I started learning how to do makeup, but I think I just got caught up with real life. I dropped it instantaneously. Real life sucks. Like, reality is sick. I forgot my dreams. And I never learned how to really like get like my eyeshadow properly done. So over time, I just did the basic thing. Just slap on eyeshadow here, slap an eyeshadow there, eyeliner on, and I'm good to go. But if you really want like a really nice look, you can watch tutorials on YouTube or TikTok on how to do really good eyeshadow blends on your eyelids, right? But you also need to get like quality products for your eyeshadow. And you don't need like a full palette of eyeshadow except you're like a professional makeup artist or you know how to do eyeshadow really well. If you're just starting out or you couldn't be bothered about eyeshadow so much, you could get a palette with like six or four colors, you're good to go. There's Naked, there are other brands, there's Too Faced, there's like the one I have is Too Faced. It's like this candy bar container, but it's eyeshadow in it. Then I have Nubian Beauty eyeshadow palette. And I think Amina in Nubian Beauty. I don't know if it's Nubian Beauty but my sister got me that one for my birthday. In fact, both of them she got me for my birthday. So I'm not really big on eyeshadow. I just look at the colors and pick the one I feel like I'm in the mood for that day. Put on my eyelids, wear my winged liners, and I'm good to go. Right? So that's about like, so remember, if you're not big on eyeshadow or you don't really know how to do eyeshadow very well, you just need a palette of like four to six colors, and you need a dark color in the eyeshadow palette. You need a dark shade, a neutral shade, one bright color, one glitter, one matte in the same palette, okay? And if you can't get that in the same palette, you can get in like two different palettes. So you know what I'm going to do. I'm going to stop here for today because there's just so much I need to discuss and I don't want to cramp it up into one episode and have you like listening for long hours or long minutes and exhaust you. So I would just do like a summary on what I've said and the things you need so far, and the next time I would be on here we'd be taking a part two on, you know, the topic, and then the episode after that would be on skincare. I am here for you, okay? I'm here to help you. So I said the list you need is: number one, good foundation, good primer. I used to use Fenty and MAC. Now I use Chanel and MAC. I would probably go back to Fenty and MAC or Estee Lauder and MAC. But even if I change my primer, it would still be like a really, really good primer that I would get. So quality foundation, quality primer. Okay, then we made mention of, like, if you can afford to get quality concealer and quality setting powder, go ahead, right? It's your choice. However, if you can't, it doesn't matter. You could get like LA Girl, you could get like like I said, Blossom, if you have like a good setting powder that is affordable in your country, you could get that. It doesn't matter. So far as it's like, sure, you know, good quality but affordable. Buying a fake is, it might not work so much, because remember the foundation is solid and it may absorb everything. So you need something like a setting powder that's mid between solid and not so solid, so the foundation doesn't absorb everything, right? So good quality foundation, good quality primer. We can double down on concealer and powder if you can't afford the great, the really expensive ones that are probably good quality or better quality. Then we talked about eyeliner. Good eyeliner. It doesn't have to be like super duper expensive, but it has to be good. So it shouldn't run into your eyes. It shouldn't feel tight on your like eyelid or your skin. It shouldn't smudge. It should be able to dry down matte, right? Because that's what we want. Okay, so mid eyeliner, but still good. I suggested Zaron so far is the best one that I've tried. So Zaron, as in Zaron, Z for zebra, A for apple, R for range, R for rabbit, Z for zebra, A for apple, R for rabbit, O for orange, N for Nigeria. So Zaron Cosmetics, they have really good, you know, eyeliner. If you want the colored eyeliners, then I'd suggest, I know that, I don't know if Zaron makes like colored eyeliners, but I know like if you want the colored ones, then you'd probably have to get the quality ones. Or you could ask around for the ones that are, because I don't use colored eyeliners, so you could ask around, look at the products makeup artists use in your country. If they use like the colored ones, you could just quickly check their list of, like when they describe like the products that they've used in their videos, you could check, you know, what brand the eyeliner is. It's usually a high-end brand, because you know it's concerning your eyes. You can't be cheap when it comes to like vital parts of your body. But I know Fenty makes like really good colored, you know, eyeliners. I think Chanel does too. I know MAC does too, so you could get them there. Then we talked about eyeshadow. So don't forget, I said if you don't know how to do eyeshadow really well, like you're just starting out, or you just generally don't know how to do it really well, or you're not really an eyeshadow person, you just need one or two palettes with 4 to 6 colors. One matte, one neutral, a shade lighter, a shade darker, glitter. Right? Glitter or something with shine, right? Doesn't have to be too much glitter, it just has to be like glossy, shiny, and matte, right? And it should be a dark color, a neutral color, a bright color, nude. So wait, let me start again. You need a dark color. You need a dark color, so it could be like any color, but the dark version. You need a light, bright color. You need brown, dark brown, light brown. You need gloss and matte in the palette, right? It gives you range and more options. Yeah, so I think that's it for today. So until next time, please, I really hope you're writing this down so that you don't just go into the store and blind buy the way I did with testing and trying. I threw in so much money in makeup that I wish I had someone who would tell me what to do and what not to do, so I don't have to waste my money. Like, yeah, I'm telling you now. So anyway, until next time, which will be really, really soon, because I really enjoyed this episode. Until next time, I hope you have a wonderful weekend and you sleep tight, or you're having a fantastic day. I hope you've eaten and you're healthy. Until next time, toodaloo.